You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A New Jersey controversy. Is there any other kind? Nike Vapor Premier by Fanatics, engineered to improve mobility, moisture management, and fit. Some players say it feels like paper. The lettering is small. Look at the person carrying this name. And the pants near see-through. We'll take that around the horn, but not before we take our friend J.A. Adande around the horn. Huzzah! Basketball Hall of Fame. My heart skipped a beat when I heard. I was agog. The bonus for making a hall in this show is enormous. Let's see how big it goes. These photos are incredible too, Jay. Look at that one. Young Adande getting the scoop.
With the Zubaz.
Let's go around the horn. You also have a Super Bowl bonus coming your way because you said it was KC by 3. You nailed that too. Carpal tunnel situation for reality here with the story. We'll get to that later. College basketball all season. I've been told parity. No one team. March is going to be wild. That was not fair to UConn. Defending champs. 24-2 going into last night. 14-game win streak. They just beat number 4 Marquette by 28. They were the unanimous number 1. But down goes UConn last night. Creighton, number 15 in their own right. And they were a buzzsaw last night, 85-66. And then Danny Hurley going out, fans storming in. That got heated as well. I want to know if any of you are lip readers. But Kevin Clark around the horn to you. Number one takeaway with number one going down.
Perhaps the weirdest streak in sports. The last time UConn won a road game against a ranked team was 2014, 19 attempts ago. That was against Memphis, so long ago that that was a conference game. That's astounding. Two head coaches ago, in that time period, they've won two national championships. So maybe that's a fluke, maybe it's nothing, but how about this? When they get in foul trouble with their bigs, they're a different team. Klingon early in this game yesterday gets in foul trouble. He barely plays in the first half. Height is their superpower. I saw it firsthand last year against Miami at the Final Four. I wish that game went differently, but that's what they have. Klingon, 7'2" monster, needed to be on the court. When that didn't happen, Creighton was lights out. They shot lights out. They were a buzzsaw, as Hurley said.
Bill Barnwell, takeaway from UConn going down.
This is not a throwaway the team game. This was a reset the PlayStation game. UConn was 3 of 16 from 3, half their normal rate. Creighton, 14 of 28 from 3. When the opposing team's hitting 50% of their three-pointers against you, it is going to be a tough night. We always say the NBA can be a make-or-miss league. College basketball can be that as
well. Jay Adande, you have a takeaway from UConn going down?
Yeah, especially you just look at the three-point shooting, and often that tells the story of every basketball game these days. So you're going to have these off nights. There's so much variance now, right? Height might have been a bigger factor in the age when teams weren't jacking up so many threes. So you can write it off. The problem is, can you write it off in the NCAA tournament? And that's the one concern going forward, is that can you find a way to win a game in the tournament and advance when the three-point shots are going down? And last night, Connecticut didn't show they could do it.
KB, one concern. Takeaway from last night's number one loss.
Well, once again, I gotta agree. It's just three-point shooting. You know, this team against Marquette, when they crushed them over the weekend, 13 for 23 from the three-point line. Marquette was like 5 of 21. It's such a dominant part of basketball right now, whether it's in high school or college or the pros. We see it over and over again. There's so much reliance on long-distance shooting that you die by it when you can't hit it.
Kevin Clark's stat that they don't win on the road against ranked teams or good teams, is that something or nothing, Jay Adande, for you?
It's a concern, but it's not a major issue if they've won championships, including last year.
That was my thought, too.
You can keep going on as long as
you don't have to play on the road per se in the NCAA tournament. It's neutral site, although this year, where's the Final Four? It's in Phoenix, and Arizona could be an opponent there, right? And maybe that would be more like, okay, maybe I'll take that back. There you go, KC. We'll move on. NFL story. We have a Justin Fields social media update, which is not something Shirley Povich ever wrote, but a bag of sand if you like. Fans and reporters know Fields wasn't following the Bears on Instagram, but was following Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. Then the gambling odds for Fields' next team started moving because gambling on player trades is now something you can do, and the Falcons became the favorite. Fields has since told the investigative reporting team of Amon-Ra St. Brown and Equanimeous St. Brown on their podcast that he stopped following the Bears' handle, yes, and the NFL's handle, yes, because he doesn't want football on his timeline right now. In that wide-ranging interview, he also talked up the Pittsburgh Steelers. So take that for what you will. Bill Barnwell, your takeaway of what Fields had to say and everything surrounding this investigation.
I don't buy that Justin Fields' social media follows mean much of anything. He's following Justin Jefferson and KJ Osborne, so he wants to go to the Vikings. But he's also following Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard, so he wants to go to the Jets. Justin Fields is going to be the auto QB for everybody in the NFL in 2024. I don't buy that. Justin Fields, unfortunately, has no control over where he goes. This is not a Julio Jones from a few years ago, where it was a guy making a lot of money trying to get a new deal or forcing his way out. Justin Fields is going to be traded, and we're not going to find out where that happens most likely until we get past the combine. We're not going to only see what the Bears are going to do, but also what those teams the second tier, the third tier, the Steelers, the Falcons, the Raiders, what they're going to do, if they're going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy, if they love Bo Nix, or if they're going to go after Justin Fields instead. We'll find out more, hopefully, for Justin Fields' sake in a couple weeks.
But not to breeze past your headline then. You believe a trade is coming, 100%.
100% a trade is coming.
Kevin Clark, to you.
Yeah, 100% a trade is coming, and this is Justin Fields starting the process of trying to control something he cannot control. Geography is destiny for a young quarterback, and Chicago 3 years ago was not a good place for that. I feel like he was failed by a coaching staff that didn't bring the best out of him. He had this year the most outside-the-pocket throws in the NFL at 30%. He did not use the middle of the field enough. He needed to be coached to do that more. Way too many deep shots. I feel like with the right coaching staff, he could really take off. And by the way, he's the best available quarterback on the market that isn't Kirk Cousins. And so I think that there should be a bidding war, and it should be one of those teams that wants to win now that can coach him up.
Kevin Blackstone, your takeaway from the last 2 days' worth of follows, unfollows, and, of course, this interview today.
Well, in the digital age where social media is such a big thing and where people grow up in social media, I'm not going to dismiss that his follows or unfollows on social media mean absolutely nothing. Okay. And not only that, if you've ever been around athletes in the midst of trade talks, you know that some of them don't take it too well. It's a very difficult time for them, for their families, and they do like to, as they say, turn that noise off. So I can kind of understand why he would not want the NFL in his feed if he's checking it all that often, or the Chicago Bears, because it might not be something that he wants to concentrate on.
Jay Dunde.
Kevin, you're the oldest one on this panel. You're the one putting emphasis on social media and telling us we should follow it. Don't you remember a couple years ago, Kyler Murray unfollowed the Arizona Cardinals. Everyone speculated about what that meant. What did it mean? In 2023, he played for the Cardinals. So I'm not putting any stock in follows or unfollows, especially for someone that does not control where he will be playing next season. That is in the Bears' hands. They'll have to find the best deal for them, the trade that makes the most sense. And I think, yes, it makes the most sense to trade him if for no other reason than you reset the clock on a rookie scale contract for your quarterback. And we've seen how much that can help you put your team together.
I think Blackstone just unfollowed you, J.A. I know what you said, Bill, about the machinations of the combines and leading up to the draft. There's going to be a lot of, you know, discovery. The discovery process is amongst us. But your gut right now on who's in play for Fields?
I would lean towards the Atlanta Falcons, a team that needs a quarterback, has pieces up front at receiver. Along the offensive line, they are set. Defense was better last year than a lot of people noticed, just the offense couldn't take advantage. To me, they're a team that could say, hey, we are one piece away from winning our division. I don't know that any of the other teams in the Justin Fields sweepstakes, whatever passes for the Justin Fields sweepstakes, can say that about their roster minus a quarterback.
Kevin Clark?
Yeah, Atlanta's number one for me. The two right behind it are teams that don't seem to be involved at all, Denver and Pittsburgh. Those are teams, good offensive coaching staffs. I think he could thrive there. I would get involved if I was one of those
when
teams.
When you hear him talk about Pittsburgh like he did today on the podcast, maybe there's something. Blackstone?
Loves the terrible towel.
Can't you always go home? Mm-hmm. Seems like Justin Fields going home would be the thing to do. I mean, he thrived there.
So the Falcons.
They love him there. Why not go to a place which likes you as opposed to a place you're coming from which didn't necessarily embrace
And Jay Adonde.
I like Pittsburgh. They certainly need him. The question is, would it be the best for him? Because they've had turmoil at the offensive coordinator spot as well.
The Horns will take a break right there. Adonde, 57. Blackstone 10, Clark 19, Barnwell 15. You guys want a bonus? Make a Hall of Fame. You'll be a bonus. There we go.
It only took 40 years.
The three of us should be allowed to team up against Adonde. 57-53, a much fairer score.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from above the Heineken River Deck.
It's by yourself, but before we get there, you may find yourself wondering, what is the record in this gym? J.A. Adonde, 57 points. All-time scoring record around the horn history, Sarah Spain, 74. So here we go. That was a Halloween episode. Hall of Fame bonus gets Adonde to 57. Let's go around the horn. Buy or sell one. College football playoff. It's a unanimous vote. It needed to be a unanimous vote to approve the 5+7 model for the 12-team playoff. And here we go. Five highest-ranked conference champs. Most likely SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC. And then the next seven ranked teams at large in order. J.A., what could possibly go wrong?
One thing that could go wrong is punishment for the bye week. Now you can play championship Saturday and then have 3 weeks until your first playoff game if you're one of the two teams that gets a bye. If you play the max four playoff games, you're talking a 17-game season for a college football team. That's too much.
Kevin Blackstone, you buy or sell this new model?
No, I got to sell it, you know, until the players get their part of the pie. But the other thing about this is it's going to make everybody mad about the SEC even more, because we just know that in the last 4 years they looked at it, you would have had four teams from the SEC. And in 2023, six teams from the SEC. More hate for
this. Kevin Clark, buy or sell this model?
I'm selling it. Six teams was always the perfect model. There's nothing that makes me feel worse than when my team loses a college football game. That's you staring into the abyss for a month after a tough loss. I feel like you have to protect the best regular season in sports. You have to protect the scarcity. No sport does scarcity better than college football. If a three or four team Power Two conference gets into the playoffs, that starts the erosion of the entire sport. Protect regular season, more auto bids, more Cinderella stories.
So you would have preferred a 16 playoff. Of all the models that were out there, though, buy or sell this one?
I would have given a few more auto bids. I think I just think that, fewer at-large teams would be better. Mm. I just hate the idea of a fourth best team in the SEC getting
that. That was in play. They were thinking 6-6. It's gone 5+7 now, Bill Barnwell. Fire side.
I'm selling Kevin's point that this is going to start the erosion of the sport. Was it not the erosion of the sport when Florida State had a perfect season and didn't make it to the playoffs last year?
It was not.
I mean, it was. This was a brutal situation that's not going to be repeated because of this new system. My only concern, Saturday, December 21st, 3 semifinal games and the first NFL Saturday of the offseason on the same day. Do not like that combo. Keep my NFL and my college football days safe.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have a full day in your couch. One will be in the afternoon. The other will be in the evening. The other will be late night. It'll work for you. Oh, woe is Barnwell. We'll move on. Red Sox camp. Rafael Devers telling Red Sox front office to go get some help. Quote, they need to make an adjustment to help us players be in a better position to win. Everybody knows what we need. You know what we need, and they know what we need. KB, by herself.
I buy it. And he said this earlier in last season. Everybody knows what they need. They need pitching. They didn't go out and get any. But maybe he might want to share some of that $313 million salary that he got from the Red Sox to bring in some pitching.
I don't know. That's a spicy take from Stone. Clark?
Yeah, I love everything about this. I mean, you know, bad ownership is currently a plague of baseball. We've seen it, and that's a newfound thing with the Red Sox, only in the last couple of years. But rich people respond to one thing, shame. And that's what Devers is doing here. I love everything.
Bill Barnwell?
I don't buy that Rafael Devers needs to share his income with the rest of the Red Sox roster. John Henry just led a group of owners who invested $1.5 billion into the PGA Tour. This is a team that's running a lower opening day payroll than they were in 2015. They could go out and sign Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell, and John Henry would not bat an eye.
Jay Donde.
I buy the sentiment. Of course you want to improve the team, but you have to sell the impact when you have the team president saying that they're paying attention to payroll. It's not going to go up. So, no, they're not investing that type of money in the actual Red Sox, unfortunately.
AB, I'm stunned about your argument here that Devers should be giving his money back to share the wealth. You have another chance here. Go, please.
That's a good point. I take my point back.
No.
That's smarter.
I'll take your points back. Thank you very much. Let's go around the horn. Let's talk about this jersey controversy. The new baseball jerseys, Nike Vapor Premier by Fanatics, was engineered to improve, once again, mobility, moisture management, and fit. Look at the lettering, very small. No frills, no customization. The pants appear to be see-through at this point, right? Can we agree with that? Players have told the union they're unhappy with the uniform. Some described it as papery. Players hashtagging Fanatics. Fanatics responding, we dropped the ball here. Dansby Swanson was one that said, the Cubs' colors aren't even right. And I was waiting for the first long hyphenated name to come out. Evan Grant covering the Rangers delivered with Burleson Harrington. Look at that. And it's a parenthesis around his body. Kevin Clark, buy or sell these new jerseys.
I'm selling it. I'm shocked Rob Manfred said the criticism will eventually die out. This goes to something that, again, is plaguing the entire sport right now, which is the people making decisions don't seem to love baseball. The aesthetic in baseball was the best in any sport. They undid it, in a week? This is not what baseball is supposed to look like. Cubby blue is Cubby blue. Bring it back. Bring back the jerseys we love, the hats we love, everything.
Bill Barnwell?
I'm selling it, but it's not about the jerseys. It's about monopolies. Nike and Fanatics have an exclusive contract to make these jerseys, and these monopolies work out. They hurt fans in every single aspect of sports, whether it's jerseys, whether it's video games, whether it's buying tickets to games. The fact that you only have one source to get the thing you want is hurting fans because there's no repercussions, and these companies are getting paid regardless of whether they help the sport.
Okay, Donde?
There's a good article in The Atlantic about this, about basically the trade-off between aesthetics versus performance that these manufacturers have to make. But, you know, we'll get over it. In the 70s, the traditionalists were upset that they went from the wool button-up jerseys to the polyester pullovers. Now everybody's nostalgic for those powder blue 1970s jerseys.
I hear what you're saying.
trust me.
But your argument is we'll get over it. Very interesting argument there from Mr. Adonde now. Kevin Black is known to you.
It's not about the jersey. It's about the pants. I don't want anybody. I don't want to look at baseball players and see through their pants. Come on, stop it. If you want to let them cool off down the waist down, then give them some of those Gray Luzinski shorts that the White Sox wore shortly 1 year.
Mm-hmm. I do remember those too. All right,
the ball.
Adonde 60. There you go. That's where it stops for you today. Blackstone. Right here is where it stops for you today. Thank you. I'm peeping the corduroy, though. I see you there, Professor. And Clark as well. Barnwell, Adonde. Showdown next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, Adonde, what type of showdown is this? If you were to choke here and lose after all the bonus you got, that would be thrilling. Let's go. Yankees camp. Look at Soto. Look at Stanton. He lost weight. And look at Judge. Something Judge said I want your view of. His toe, which he missed almost half the season for last year. Torn ligament after he ran at the Dodger Stadium. Will take constant maintenance for the rest of his career. Constant maintenance for the rest of his career. Is that an alarming thing he just said, J.A.?
Extremely alarming, and to make it worse, it's my beloved Dodger Stadium is responsible who did this to him. On the behalf of the city of L.A., I apologize, Aaron.
You believe it. Bill Barnwell, how about you?
It's absolutely a big concern. It single-handedly sank the biggest payroll, the biggest roster in baseball last year with the Yankees. So with a multi-year contract, it has to be the biggest.
Not a multi-year. There's a decade left. And he's saying the rest of my career will not be, or will take maintenance? That was a stunning thing to hear. We'll split the points. We'll move on. In the history of own goals, we have an own goal, so own goalie, it's a golazo. Philly Union playing in the CONCACAF Champions League right before the start of the MLS season. And it's an own goal like that, Bill. Who do you blame?
I blame Jacob Blesnes, the defender. This put it out into touch. He's Norwegian, the best striker in the world. Erling Haaland is Norwegian. He's not going to score a goal as good as that one all year.
I don't know about that, but yes. Jay, who do you blame?
He had to put something on the kick so the opponent wouldn't get to it. You blame the keeper. It's the keeper's job to keep the ball out of the
ball. Oh, no, it's the defender. Kick the ball out! The keeper was in absolutely no man's land. Adonde, are you going to blow this? Showdown 3, Reds camp, Ellie De La Cruz, foul ball off of Hunter Green into the player's parking lot and found its way to Green's back window. Broke the window. Green told De La Cruz that he's going to have to pay for it. Cruz said, no, you make more money than me. Reds columnist Mike Petraglia reported all over this. J.A., who should pay?
The insurance should pay. Wait, like you can't have a Maybach and not have insurance on it. Accidents are going to happen. That's why you have insurance.
Bill Barnwell.
You don't hold him accountable.
I blame Hunter Green for parking the Maybach so close to the stadium. You got a second car? Bring the Subaru to spring training. Leave the Maybach at home.
All right, Jay Adonde, you're never going to lose points for saying the insurance company should have to work for it. Let's go. Take your FaceTime Hall of Famer. You deserve it.
Thanks so much. Thanks to the Hall of Fame. A quick microcosm of just how great things have been since I got the news. Phone call rings. It's Bob Ryan. He has five words. Congratulations. Welcome to the club. How cool is that? Speaking of the club, it's time to bring back the Adonde Lounge. It's a special occasion that calls for it. Hall of Fame edition, All-Star Weekend edition. Gary Payton is on the list. Reggie Miller's on the list. Shaq is on the list. Mitch Richmond's on the list. Nancy Lieberman's in the club. Annie Myers Drysdale is in the club. All welcome. Can't wait to see all of you in Springfield.
There he is, our Hall of Famer. So happy for you, Jay. 23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.